Whether you're in search of a great new bottle of wine or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Are you glorified fry cook?
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Pass that bottle to me, Mike. I need the bottle.
Here, I had a bottle.
Here's a bottle. Oh, what year is that?
Today. But welcome to a new edition of the Sip and Chew Show, a new year of the Sip and Chew Show.
No, this is the last episode of the eighth year.
And
next week starts year nine.
Okay. Yeah. All right. But Stu.
But this is the eighth anniversary.
Stu, happy anniversary, buddy.
In two more years, you owe me a diamond, right? Isn't that the 10th year anniversary? It's the diamond anniversary. That's when the lady is supposed to get the diamond for her engagement ring.
Oh, so you're Sorry. The lady in this you're the lady in this relationship. Yeah. Stu.
I'm the better cook.
Well, you are that. Yeah. Well, today's society, that's usually the man that's the better cook. But you got that covered too. But anyway, happy anniversary, buddy.
Yep.
Never thought we'd
last this long. That's about 7 years and 3 months longer than we thought we'd last.
Yeah, if this was a Facebook, we'd probably been suspended and in jail in a bunch of times.
Only because of you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, man. Yeah. Hey.
Hey, if it's in a gray area, just don't go near it. That's how you handle that stuff.
Yeah, but my gray area is different than everybody else's gray area. So. Mine's closer to Leanna's. My gray area is closer to Leanna's side. But anyway, how you doing, buddy?
I'm all right. I've been fighting a toothache.
Uh-oh.
Oh. Yeah.
But I think I whooped it. So.
Okay, good.
After 2 days of pain, I got some Orajel. And slept like a bird last night.
Or Joe, you get high and you snort it or rub it in or what?
Oh, I like to rub it in. That's a terrible song.
Lord of mercy.
Mike's already on Facebook. And
No, I'm not. I got my list up here.
He's got notes.
I got my list up
Morning, here. Becky. Happy anniversary. It's just not up there. Mike, if I'm looking at my computer, you're not going to be able to see
it. Okay. Well, I see Ricky has said something too.
To you?
That just popped up, but it has nothing to do with us.
Oh, yeah.
So well, people text in, you know, for Bill and Sean all the time during our show.
Yeah,
I wonder if they do that during their show.
Bill, I understand because his show's right after us. But Sean, wait till Monday morning, dude.
Wait your turn.
Yeah,
but you know, I wonder if people pop up questions for us on their shows.
No.
Does that ever keep you up at night wondering that?
No.
They don't.
Not much keeps me.
And
up.
Then that poor person's probably sitting there. They didn't answer me. I'm not going to listen to her show anymore.
How am I supposed to get this boiled egg boiled? Bolt. I tell you.
But anyway.
Yeah. Anyway.
We are your Nappy Award nominated show again.
The Susan Lucci of radio.
But we're going to. Anniversary guys here, so we're happy today. We're always happy, so we're happy to be alive and kicking. And but
stop
anyway.
Kicking, Mike.
Anyway,
I know. Be nice, Mike. Stop it.
I don't mean it. I just you know how I mean it. But it is our anniversary, and we're excited. And 8 years ago, it was May 5th,
right.
And it was Cinco de Mayo.
On the same day as May 5th?
Yeah.
What are the chances?
And on our inaugural show.
Inaugural? Who was our guest?
We had a Mondo from Los Rancheros.
Hacienda San Miguel.
Yes, and many others they own now.
A wonderful example of the American dream fulfilled.
Hard work. To have nachos.
We should have had somebody come on the show.
Some breakfast nachos?
Right.
Yeah.
I came up with a nacho I was going to run on the special one place that I called Sunday Dinner Nachos.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of tortilla chips, it used the Sidewinder fries.
Mm-hmm.
And one side is chopped up pieces of fried chicken and gravy, and the other side is chopped up pieces of meatloaf and gravy.
Oh. Ooh.
it's everything you'd have at Sunday
dinner.
Sounds
yummy.
Yeah. No cheese.
So is that what you're bringing next Sunday?
No, I don't have sign winders. I don't work at a restaurant that sells those anymore.
I'm trying.
You trying what?
I'm trying to get y'all to bring food.
Oh, I thought you were trying to learn to cook or something.
Well, next week,
who's the better cook? Who's the better cook in your household?
Me.
The dolls.
And that doesn't really mean much. I've like nearly burnt my house down twice boiling eggs.
The important word in that is nearly.
Right. I mean,
keep
it didn't happen.
Keep on trying until you do it.
Well.
But it was kind of close one time.
My first wife, bless her heart.
And she's listening because she's already said hello this morning.
She invented blackened food and didn't even know it.
Becky, how many times have you heard that
kidding.
Same joke?
Just kidding. Just joke.
Yeah, because your mom invented blackened. He has talked about, you have missed it. Over the 8 years,
mm-hmm.
He has talked many times about how he will not eat macaroni and cheese or English peas because his mother served that as the sides every meal of his life.
Well, Monday through Friday.
Oh,
and
well,
then some burnt piece of meat.
And then the meat was, meat of the day. And then Saturdays, I looked forward to Saturdays because it was either sandwiches or hot dogs or hamburgers.
But
then,
no mac and cheese.
And then, of course, Sunday was whatever was in the crock pot. That you could put on while you went to church. But those were great memories. I just won't eat English peas and mac and cheese anymore.
Yeah. Aww. See, I don't mac and cheese is good.
I don't mind the English peas part because those things are disgusting. And then I'll have people go, oh, you got to try the Le Sueur. They're just as gross as all other canned English peas. They're gross.
Well,
raw. I like raw.
Now,
or just lightly salted.
They're in my Chinese food. When I get Chinese food, there's always English peas.
Yeah, and that's
in there.
Usually, it's barely, it's still crisp. It's understandable. When they cook them, especially the canned stuff, it's just gross. Cortland Richards, fine photographer, says congratulations on our anniversary.
Awesome, Cortland.
Thank you, Cortland.
Missed you this year at the Shivers Easter Crawfish Bowl.
Sean Shivers, the little running back from Auburn that lit up a safety going into the game, winning end zone.
This is my buddy Elvis. So,
speaking of that little running back from Iron Bowl 2 years ago, he was 176 pounds when he destroyed y'all's safety.
Mm-hmm.
He's 191 now. He is just like a bowling ball out there. Saw him in the spring game. It's amazing how thick that young man's got. Coach Harsin has really re-emphasized the weightlifting and stuff. Apparently, the previous administration was like, you can work out if you want.
Yeah. You get to that level, and when Richard Todd left Davidson and went to Alabama, they took weight off of him.
Yeah.
So he'd be more mobile.
He had a dad bod, didn't he?
Well, he had a dad bod when he got
just
there.
Just think about that.
They slimmed him up.
Mac Jones just spent, 4 years in the best strength and conditioning program in the country and still had a dad bod. You ain't got to be cut to play quarterback.
Yeah, but Belichick likes that.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure they'll get it off of him, too.
If they want him to.
Well, he's going to have a lot more working out year-round than he did on college
football. Oh, yeah.
But y'all did fairly well in the draft.
I think we did.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's last year. Like Coach Saban would say, that's last year. Now it's this year. So
yeah. Well,
that's
these,
behind
these
us.
These gentlemen that this year one. That just had their dreams realized, which is what I enjoy about watching the draft, is all of these young men that have been working, what are they, 22, 23 most of them?
At the
oldest. They've already put more work in on their career than most 40-year-olds. By this time.
And I'm going to tell you, the story is taking us.
And it is 100 times harder to be a college athlete than it is to just be a college student.
Yeah.
100 times harder.
Najee Harris.
Yeah. Great kid. Great young man.
Man, unbelievable story of him and his raising, growing up.
In case you didn't see it, Leanna, he held his draft party at the homeless shelter he had to live in as a kid.
Aww.
And he grew up living in cars and stuff like that. Now he's gone from the true rags to riches American dream story.
And I
see the man just being so generous with his wealth if he does well.
Right. But he seems like the type. Jalen Hurd was also very much. And it's a credit to those young men that remember where they came from.
Because
it is easy to forget. All you have to do is look at the most honest politician you've ever met, and then 10 years later after they've been in politics.
Absolutely.
To know
343-0106. Call us or text us and
send us a card.
Tell us happy anniversary or
something.
Leanna
wants a chicken wing, y'all.
Yeah.
One.
Go to White Way Chicken Wings over there. Or White's Chicken Wings over in Pritchard. Fine, fine, fine chicken wings.
You're making me hungry. Stop.
That's our job. It's up to you.
Get on the line. Call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Hey, Mike,
Stu. Yes.
Did you forget his name for a second?
Yeah. Did you what? Yeah.
COVID hit.
I was looking at my my phone, my notes here on my phone. We'd like to ask our studio audience and anybody listening to us and following us on Facebook
we have,
or whatever.
Because Leanna's our studio audience.
Yes. But please say a prayer for Scott Gonzalez. Mm-hmm. Scott Gonzalez owns Three Georges, the Nut House, and the Temple downtown. The other day, he had a massive heart attack. Mm. And what I understand, he drove himself to the hospital. He was feeling bad, got in the door, and collapsed. Mm. Had a heart attack. They've had him in an induced coma, but as of this morning, he's coming out of it. And he's blinking his eyes, and he's smiling, and, you know, he's recognizing everybody. And that's a great sign.
Yep.
And so, Scott, we're praying for you, buddy. And we wish you the best and hope you pull through this and do well. And you better follow your doctor's orders. And that's I demand
Dag-nabbit.
That of you.
Dag-nabbit.
Yeah. And we want to see you again. And please keep... Get your family to inform your employees, because I'm sure they're being inundated with questions about what's going on with Scott.
I doubt he's listening right now.
Oh, I know Scott, but somebody will tell him. But anyway, get well, buddy. We're praying for you.
Absolutely.
All right.
Did you see, I shared it on our Facebook page, and you don't ever pay attention to what we share on our Facebook page, do you?
I don't.
No. Okay.
It depends.
The story about these new crab shacks taking over the state of Alabama.
Crab shack.
Yeah, see, shared it on our Facebook page. You still didn't see it. It's an interesting fusion. I think I've talked about it before, but the colloquial thing is Viet Cajun.
Mm-hmm.
When the Vietnamese folks started immigrating here in the late 70s, early 80s, most of them were on the Gulf Coast. Once it got to Louisiana, went to a crawfish bowl and went, man, this is fantastic. You ever thought about making it spicy? So they brought in all their extra spices, and then they said, why do you stop at crawfish?
Yeah.
Well, that's what these places are. They're crab shacks that do this Viet Cajun style.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to one because it's a chain. That's pretty much all you have of these things right now is chains.
Yeah.
And this one I went to is the Juicy Seafood.
Yeah.
It's Airport and University. It used to be Zia's.
Mm-hmm.
The decor is bizarre. Because you remember, that's a beautiful restaurant.
Yeah.
Right.
And all they did was hang up tacky little seafood paper cutouts like you'd put in a shanty on an island somewhere.
Hmm.
So that's bizarre. It's bizarre.
How bizarre.
But fantastic. It was really good. I got, they have their, it's the Juicy Seafood. And you could tell whoever came up with the name of these, because the other combatant, which we also have in Mobile, is the Juicy Crab.
Yeah.
And whoever came up with those names was using a translator like Google to come over there. There's another one, just a locally owned place called Quickly Seafood.
Yeah.
You can you get, when you see a name like that, they don't know what that word means when they named it. They just know that is an American version of whatever name they put into the translator. And I think they come up with hilarious names like that, because Quickly Seafood, that's pretty hilarious. But
kind of like when you get a friend request from somebody in the Middle East and...
Yeah.
And their names.
Yeah. It is an advert.
And they use an American
right.
Figure.
Right. But, Mike, those aren't real. She does not want to date you. I know she's 22. But
I know.
It's not. Well, I went and checked.
Well, I sent her $10,000.
We tried.
Well,
we tried
good luck getting that back.
Yeah. We tried to go to one of these places when we were in L.A. Remember, that was the one that we got to an hour and 20 minutes before close.
Oh, yeah.
Got in line and said, if you're beyond this point, you're not even making it in the door tonight.
Yeah.
Because it was that popular.
I remember that.
Well, we got them in Mobile.
Because they didn't have chopsticks.
Yeah. Now, what I want is a local restaurateur, Panini Pete, you know, Dave Rask, is open one of these that's local, because that's one of the things that I'm fairly certain is they're not using Gulf seafood.
Yeah.
Now, what I ate was very delicious. It was very good.
Yeah.
But it was just great.
Yeah.
But it's not cheap. You get a bag that has three different blue crabs in it, a dozen or more crawfish, and a dozen or more green mussels, which was the bag I got.
Yeah.
You're not getting out of there for $10, and you shouldn't expect to.
So you said
you shouldn't expect to go in and eat anywhere for $10
yeah.
or less. So
you
that doesn't have a clown.
So you, so you serves 20 trillion billion?
Yeah.
Okay, a day. Yeah. But listen, you say it's a chain.
Small,
kind of where they out
regional,
of
regional, regional.
So regional, so it's a regional thing.
Yeah, the one that I went to, just about every, and the Juicy Crab, I think, is out of Birmingham. This one, it seemed like it was a bunch in Alabama, and then something like Columbus, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
So just something really out of there. So that was either the original, or that's someone who came to Alabama, saw it, and said, "I'm taking this back to Ohio, can I get a franchise?" But like I say, there's nothing advertising they're using Gulf seafood. They're a chain. Probably don't know that's important. But
down here it is.
Yeah. It should be important in all 50 states.
Yeah.
Because every time you buy imported seafood, you destroy your local economy.
Right.
And, but it didn't taste too funky. So if it is, it's probably like wild-caught California, wild, you know, some massive place. But it was very good, and the juicy mix is the Viet Cajun and the butter garlic all mixed together. That was phenomenal. And I told him, I said, y'all can make a fortune just selling loaves of bread to sop up this stuff in the bottom. So I can say, it doesn't hurt you to eat imported seafood now and then. If you're eating it more than once a month, you're digging yourself a grave. So if you're eating Red Lobster twice a month, you've shortened your life, basically. But occasionally, it's not a bad deal. So I wanted to try this particular style. It was very good. I liked the style of cooking. And the quality on the seafood seemed enough that, you know, I don't think it was garbage from Vietnam that was frozen and shipped here or from China. It may not have been what we're used to. The crawfish were very big. Those most likely came from Louisiana.
Yeah.
You know, so that's not a bad deal there. But, you know, these things are popping up all over the state. You know, my plea is let's get, you know, a local person to do our version of it. And I will go there all the time. But, man, it comes out in a bag, Mike. A bag, a big plastic bag.
Okay.
The heat from it makes the bag swell up and puffy. You rip into the bag, everything's at the bottom. Now, the seafood, when they boil it, they just boil it in salt water.
Yeah.
And then they dump all this stuff on top of it. So if it ain't got enough stuff on there, Mike, just dredge it through the bottom of the bag.
Dredge it.
Just Southern man's got to sop. But for an occasional thing, I think it's great. I mean, not everyone can afford to spend $30 on lunch. I was just wanting to try it, so that's where I spent my budget, was that one meal. And that's about the average, is $30 a meal.
Huh.
Which is a great price when you consider you're probably getting about 4 or 5 pounds of seafood.
Wow.
And if they can throw in sausage, it comes with potatoes and corn. I just...
Just like your crawfish bowl.
Yeah. And that's where this all stemmed from, was people coming in and seeing those and then getting very creative with it. And, you know, try and find one that's as locally owned as possible. I guess the Juicy Crab is more locally owned than the Juicy Seafood.
So we'll probably see these popping up all...
Yeah, well, that's what the article that we shared said, is there's like 25 of these in the state now. In our state.
Wow.
Birmingham, Huntsville, all over the place.
And there's like two here in Mobile.
Yeah, but two different competing companies.
Yeah.
And dude, it's not just blue crab. There's snow crab.
Oh, wow.
And Dungeness crab.
Okay.
So it's lots of crab to choose from.
But they don't have those in the Gulf, so.
Right, right. And I understand that the Dungeness crab is going to come from California, Oregon, so like that. They have mussels, black and green mussels. And that was my favorite thing, was the green mussels.
John Gibson was the reason I like mussels now.
Well, I'll tell you, for people who don't really like them, get them with something really strong, like green curry. Emeril Lagasse did some green mushrooms in a green curry sauce. It's one of the best dishes I've ever had in my life. Phenomenal. And then this stuff, because you've got enough spices going on, whether it be a curry or this Cajun, Viet Cajun boil, that a lot of the, I guess, the fishiness that people don't like about mussels, it's going to be curbed. It's the same way that Paul Prudhomme made redfish edible.
Yeah.
Because it really wasn't. It's not a great fish to eat, mm-hmm. unless you blacken it. And yeah. then that tones down, because it has a lot of fish oil and it gives it a lot of that fishy flavor, and that's why a lot of people don't care for redfish. I do. Mm-hmm. It's great grilled to me. But you combat that edge of something with some spices.
Yeah.
And it tones it down, and you'll really get to see just how great mussels can be.
Yeah.
I love mussels. And honestly, we should eat more mussels in Alabama. We've got an entire famous city named after the mussels that mm-hmm. we eat there. Mussel mm-hmm. Shoals, in case you didn't know, Leanna.
I figured it out.
Bay Springs, Mississippi. First time I ever seen mussels. I was playing in on the side of a lake with a mm-hmm. little overspill, mm-hmm. and there were mussels all over the place.
Yeah, we used to, harvest them from my grandfather's mm-hmm. pond, and then we just put them in an aquarium till they died and started stinking, and then we'd start all over. 3430106, our 8th anniversary.
I bet Peter was listening to that.
I don't care what Peter's doing right now. He can go back to sleep.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Bing, bam, 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 bam. Mike.
Yes. Yes.
8 years on the air. What'd you eat this week?
Well, you know what? For our anniversary show, I happened to write down everywhere I ate this week.
Well, that's neat.
So anyway, there's this little building on the causeway. Well, it's not a little building, but it's at the very end, and it's been 100 different things.
Yeah, yeah.
El Camino Bay. Mexican restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, you got to try it. I love a fajita quesadilla, but they've got this guacamole fresco
mm-hmm.
off the charts.
It means fresh, by the way.
It's chunky, yeah.
Fresh.
This stuff is phenomenal, and it's addictive. You can't stop it. You can make a meal out of it, and it's a side, but it's a lot. They give you a lot.
Guacamole is a very healthy dish. Avocados were vilified in the early 90s when everybody mm-hmm. was on this kick. We don't need to eat any fat. Your body needs fat.
Yes,
it needs it.
Like Phil. I mean, look how skinny he is. He needs some fat. So, anyway.
Not skinny.
He's not skinny. He's svelte.
Not skinny.
So, anyway. But I ate there, and it was phenomenal.
When you and he walk next to each other, you look like the number 10 walking down the street. Because you're a 10, Mike.
Okay.
Or you're the 0 half. Where'd you eat?
Moving on. I went to the original Panini Pete's in Fairhope and ate. Got the house roasted medium rare beef panini with homemade chips.
Mm-hmm.
And it was great.
Yep.
And I asked the girl, I said, if you had this or that, which would it be? Which one would you do? And I almost got the turkey, the world famous turkey, the guy.
That's the best turkey sandwich on earth.
But I had already eaten turkey a different day because I went to Moe's Barbecue because they said on Thursdays you can get turkey and dressing.
Mm-hmm.
So
is it smoked turkey or is it just roasted?
It's smoked.
Yeah, I love smoked turkey.
It's a barbecue place. It's going to be smoked, usually. But I did get my fill because I had a craving mm-hmm. for Thanksgiving food, and I got the turkey sandwich and the dressing. And they even put some cranberry sauce on the side too for me as well.
Oh, that's gross.
But look, if you're in a hurry and you need sauce. And you need to go somewhere and you need something to eat on the fly and you like want some barbecue, it's a little place right there in Daphne where Fork's at, or the second Fork. Right there
on which road?
It's between 98 and 98. Main Street, 98, four lane.
You're talking about the pulled pork place there in the parking lot of Fast Times.
Yes, Smalls.
Yeah, he owns the Fast Times too.
Well, his dad owns it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the barbecue kid.
Yeah, they had to move the barbecue out in the parking lot because the store got too busy.
That store's busy.
Yeah. Imagine
they
with all those people.
A lot of food there.
I've been wanting to try that. Was it good?
The brisket, I always get the brisket sandwich, okay. And it's a lot. They pile that. It falls out of the sandwich.
I have heard the place is splendid. I've just never caught it.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they get real restrictive hours. It's just lunch, isn't it?
And yeah, it's just lunch into the afternoon. But, my God, they give you so much food for the money. And it's a great. Well, we don't want them to go up on the prices, but, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they could,
I do
they
if they
could
keep them open. Yeah,
it could. You could. You know, if they ask for it, I'd give it to them. But it's a big sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, those were my places I ate this week, and of course, I got a text yesterday from Roy. Hey, I made some chicken and dumplings. And so I ran to Butch Cassidy's at 1 o'clock, and got me some chicken and dumplings. He does this stuff every now. He'll make something and then text his friends and say, hey, I made this, I made that.
That's
and I think the Food Network has, I mean, the Food World Food Championship has inspired him to try all these different things, you know.
Excellent. Because he does a fine job.
He certainly does. But did you eat somewhere else besides the
juicy seafood? No, I ate the juicy seafood.
Juicy seafood,
right. My good friend Ajin that owns Sabai there in Sims posted one day her doggy roll, sushi roll, and it dawned on me. I've had all the Asian cuisines from that place but the Japanese. So I ran up there and got it. Phenomenal.
Yeah.
She also has an appetizer called firecrackers that's whole fresh jalapenos with the crab stick shoved all the way down in it.
Ooh.
Then tempura fried.
Good deal.
Oh, my gosh, that was good. But finally tried good friend of yours, Cortland Inge.
Yeah.
Tried his pizza club in Spring Hill for the... watch the first night of the draft. The smell of garlic when you walk in there is the greatest thing.
It's super.
He uses more garlic than I think anyone I've ever seen, not named me. It's just unreal. And I, they were busy. They kind of messed up my pizza and left off 4 of the ingredients. So they had to remake it. And then they just gave me the other pizza that was just meatball.
That's the way they are.
Yeah. And it's in the freezer waiting for the next time I have a pizza craving. Because, man, that pizza's phenomenal. That is really good pizza. And that was the only thing I tried from there was a pizza. Then Monday I had lunch with an old high school chum. I did not know she had moved back to Mobile 3 years ago because I was, you know, in the middle of being half dead.
Yeah.
And so we went and... I forget the name of the condition she has, but she has a medical condition that makes sesame not a good idea for her to eat.
Yeah.
But we were in the mood for Asian, so what could we possibly go that's Asian but doesn't use sesame oil? Nanay's Filipino Kitchen.
Oh. Okay.
Where all the flavors are influenced by their Spanish colonial period.
Yeah.
And it was just phenomenal. I had the Pinoy chicken and gravy. Which Pinoy describes anything that has to do with Filipino culture. And then Amy got the special, which I'm not even going to attempt. That was a bunch of letters. And it was basically little rice noodles stir-fried with some stuff. They got the best fried rice in the city. And there's not a bunch of peas and carrots and egg or any of that in it. It's just rice... and a whole lot of garlic. It is unbelievable. Just fantastic. So if you haven't tried Filipino food, and I know you haven't, but you need to, because you don't need a chopstick for this, man. This is more like Mexican food than it is.
Okay.
I mean, the Philippine food from the Philippines is nothing like any other part of Asia. There's no soy sauce.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's because they weren't Asian for the last 300 years. They were European. They were Spanish for 200 years, then the U.S. up until we cut them loose. And there's still a protectorate, so there's a huge American influence as well.
Right.
But, yeah, get the sisik. You would love it.
The sisik?
Sisik. That is the national dish of the Philippines. It's kind of a stir-fry. It comes out on a... fajita skillet, but it's chopped up little pieces of pork with sauce and a fried egg on top of it.
Well, what about the dessert dish that our little friend...
I don't ever look at dessert menus.
Huh?
If I'm not dating someone who eats desserts, I don't ever look at dessert menus.
Okay, well...
Yeah, so...
Because, you know, that's how she won the food, the junior food...
Well, the
championship
lumpia was what... put her out in the lead.
Yeah.
And they've got great lumpia there.
Yeah.
And we had a couple of the... You may see it listed as egg rolls because a lot of people just don't know what it is, it's a Filipino egg roll.
Yeah.
And they are phenomenal. Cool. So, and it's right there at Cottage Hill and University.
Okay.
And with a little wall market that's up in there.
Yeah.
Awesome. And there's a good wings place up in there, too. I'm trying to remember the name, though, but it's been there a very long time. It was there when I was at Mars Hill.
Yeah, what's the name of that wings place? Yeah, it's like, I forget. But
yeah, Wingy or the Wing Shop or
Wings. I just kind of never turn my head that way when I'm driving down the road.
And there's a little Chinese restaurant in there, too, but I haven't ever tried it.
They got chopsticks.
More than likely. Okay. So Mike's not going.
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. Just kidding.
But Filipino food is the Asian food for people who aren't sure they like Asian food.
Okay.
Start with
it. It's a good way to describe it.
Yeah. There is so much of the Spanish influence on it that it's just unlike anything you've ever had from Asian cuisine.
Yeah.
It's just spectacular.
Cool.
Yes.
I know everybody's out there has heard the name Colonel Dixie.
Mm-hmm. Colonial Dixie.
Yeah. Well, folks, Colonel Dixie's coming back, and the Moore family, they are taking over the Applebee's there on Highway 90.
Okay.
And
that kitchen's going to need some work.
Well, I think I've seen the pictures on Facebook.
Okay.
It looks great.
Because I can tell you, I'd been in that kitchen.
Been in a kitchen.
They were bribing the health department, that's all I got to tell you.
Yeah.
Because it had a 98 up there, and it was the nastiest kitchen I've ever been in my life.
Well, I'm sure they've gone in there and fixed all
of it. Oh, yeah, clearly.
Because there was another restaurant there for a while.
And they cleaned it up, and that restaurant did well. I think COVID killed them.
Yeah, it could have. Yeah, because that was right there beginning of it.
Yeah, the restaurant caught the COVID.
Yeah. But anyway, Colonel Dixie coming back right there.
Anything's better than Applebee's.
Now, you're right.
But Colonel Dixie, that Dixie dog, son?
Ooh. Well, just their chili cheeseburger.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But also, Lake Forest Yacht Club.
Heard of it.
Got damaged real bad during the hurricanes. Mm-hmm. And they have remodeled, redone everything, built a bigger deck. That's one of the best places on the Eastern Shore to watch sunset. Because you can get fed, you can get drinks, libations, and watch the sun go down and get your camera out, everybody. So they made the deck bigger so it'd be more room for people to
sunsettier.
Yeah, sunsetters. Beautiful place. And they're supposed to reopen in May. But guess what the problem is?
What?
No staff.
Yep.
There's no staff.
That we're at a point now. Now, I realize people are saying, well, they need to cut off those unemployment checks and send those lazy bums back to work. Well, first off, if you've been working more than 5 years, you've earned every single penny that the government has sent you this year. That wasn't government money. That was your own money. They gave you
But they make it sound like it's their money.
Right. But restaurant industry's got to learn, you're not going to get people back when you're still paying them sub-minimum wage.
Well, that's true.
And minimum wage, folks, states are gearing at $15. It doesn't matter that it's still $7.25 in Alabama. If you're paying people $15 or less, you're paying them sub-minimum
wage. Well, this guy at Lake Forest, GM, said that they're offering more money to people in there.
Right, and it needs to stay that way. Don't go back when people come back to work. And
Lake Forest Yacht Club, people would think, oh, well, that's private, isn't it? Well, no, they're going to be open to the public.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the great thing about it. I used to be a member of it until they put the membership up to $2,000, and it went from $500 to $2,000. Right. I couldn't do it anymore.
Well, they were trying to keep the riffraff out, Mike, and apparently it worked.
He kept me out.
Yeah. Well, maybe not your riff. They were okay with your riff. It's your raff that kind of grated.
Okay. Hey, we got a call.
I'm going to move my headphones over to the camera so that people on the online can hear you talk to John from Fish River.
All right. You don't want to talk to him?
Well, I don't have headphones.
Okay. Hey, John, what's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning. How you doing from North Georgia?
I was going to say, when you going to move to Georgia, but you're already there? Hey, John, hold on. We're going to come up on a break. Hold on, and we'll get you on the other side.
Do what now?
We're coming up on a break. We got to take a break right now, but
okay.
Hold on. We'll get you.
Chicken, ice cream, fish. I like ice cream. What's this? This is juice. This is juice.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
We're live, Mike.
We're live.
Why don't you talk to John from Fish River?
All right. Hey, Thank you for holding on there, John. Sorry about that, but how you doing, buddy?
Doing pretty good, pretty good. I hear you guys are doing pretty good.
Yeah, I think we're all
good. Sounds like it for 8 years.
we're both alive and kicking. Yeah, thank you, man. Thank you. You know, you're one of our people, too. You know, you've been calling ever since the first show, I think, or somewhere in that area.
Two people in one. Am I schizo?
So are you going to move to North Georgia? You said something on Facebook I saw.
I might be moving back up here. I'm looking.
Oh, okay.
Just scouting out places to eat. But let me tell you about a place I stopped at on the way up in Georgiana. It's called Highlands Edge Barbecue. I've been stopping there for many years. And there were some people from a different part of the country there looking at the menu.
They weren't from around here?
No, they weren't from around here. And they saw smoked turkey was on the menu.
Yeah.
And from where they were from, never heard of such a thing. And so they were talking, asking questions about the menu, and I'm, you know, going, good gosh, you know, it's pretty self-explanatory. You get, you know, the pork is barbecued pork, the chicken is barbecued chicken, you know, that's what this place is.
Yeah.
Well, it came to turkey, and they wanted to know if it was lunch meat turkey. Because it was a smoked turkey sandwich on the menu. And the girl behind the counter was trying to explain to them, no, it's not lunch meat. Well, how do you put turkey on a sandwich? And, you know, is it smoked? Is it barbecued? What is it? So I had to kind of explain to them, this is a smokehouse.
Yeah.
It is smoked turkey, and they slice it and make a sandwich out of it. They could not comprehend that whatsoever. None whatsoever. It was really kind of funny.
Yeah, yeah.
Another place I ate at up here in Dahlonega, Georgia, is called Spirit Tavern.
Ah.
Not a complicated menu, none whatsoever. It's just, you know, burgers, steaks, which I wound up having a burger. All of us had burgers, four of us. And I tell you what, it was very good. I don't know what brand of meat or who supplied the meat, but, oh, it was so good. Mm. Not complicated. I had, you know, some guacamole and different types of cheeses, whatever kind of cheese you want. And what was it, maybe? I counted cheeses. I think it was six different cheeses on there. Oh. But I ordered a simple thing. I said, strip everything off. I said, give me a cheeseburger with American cheese. Give me lettuce, tomato, onion, mayonnaise, ketchup, mustard, and give it to me. It was good. It was the thickest, juiciest burger. And I have my brother up here with me, and he doesn't normally say anything good about anybody's cooking, but this was good. It was awesome. An exception to the rule.
Well, that's something to think about if I head up that way.
Beautiful part.
Hello.
Yeah, it is. We did Boy Scouting up there for years.
Oh, really? In Dahlonega?
Well, north of there. And, you know, that whole corner, North Georgia, East Tennessee, and southwest of North Carolina.
Oh, okay.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Beautiful places area. Up here.
They call it, they got a weird name for it. It's Appalachian?
Yeah, something like that. Appalachian something Trail, like that. Yeah. Something like that. I'm not going to walk it, but, you know.
Brings up another question. How did that name come about, Appalachian?
I have no idea. I'm sure you knew, right?
No, I do not.
Oh, you don't? Okay. We'll find out. We'll talk about it next week.
All right. Okay, guys. Provolone to you.
Provolone, buddy. Thank
Provolone
you.
Provolone and Baba Ganoush.
Hey.
Baba Ganoush.
Yes, sir.
I don't know. I know I don't have cable. I don't have cable. You have cable, Leanna?
Yeah.
You ever watch Hometown on HGTV?
You don't need it.
No,
the
I cute don't think
couple.
I've seen...
The cute couple. They're the third most watched show on TV today, and this little cute couple.
I'm not in that third again.
She's an interior designer, and her husband's a construction guy. They call him the Scotsman, and they got a great little show. They remodel the homes around Laurel. They got a show coming up. I think it starts tonight, where they went in and remodeled houses in Wetumpka. Alabama that were destroyed by the tornado.
Yeah.
But you know what the hottest thing right now going on in TV or on Facebook? Mrs. Dot's pound cake. They have gone freaking nuts over this lady's pound cake. Because apparently so many people in the U.S. and around the world had never heard of pound cake. They all want the recipe.
Well, it's and pound of eggs, pound of flour, pound of butter.
Room temperature. Pound all milk, this room temperature.
Pound of sugar.
Yeah. Now, question is, I saw women asking, what kind of butter? Salted, unsalted butter. Now, I look at the recipe, and over here it says add salt. So I would imagine.
Unsalted, yeah.
Use unsalted.
The recipe came out before there was salted butter.
Oh.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense, too. See, yeah. That's why I got stew on the show. Yeah.
That would be my guess.
Yeah.
It's just like, if you remember right, we had John Gibson in here one morning with us in studio, and Chris Sherrill had brought me back a coconut cream pie from the oldest restaurant in Alabama, the Bright Star outside of Birmingham, Northport, that area. And John had said he was never a big fan of those, and he took a bite and he was, wow, this is really good. And I said, well, that's the original recipe they opened, and when they opened in like 1903, it predates the use of canned sweetened condensed milk.
Yeah.
So they weren't using canned sweetened condensed milk in it. They were condensing and sweetening their own milk.
Yeah.
Kicking it down. And I guess that made the difference. I hadn't ever met a coconut cream pie I didn't like. That is just about as good as pie gets to me, and I love all pie.
I love the flavor of coconut, but I don't like the texture. But yet I order Mounds bars. I eat Mounds bars.
Oh, yummy. Yeah.
What they need is a dark chocolate Almond Joy, because it's dark chocolate on the Mounds, but it's milk chocolate on the Almond Joy.
They do.
They do make
that. No, I mean, they do need to make that.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah. Because why would you?
You need to write somebody. You need to call somebody.
And I have explained this many times to people. If you tell me you love chocolate, I'm going to hand you 72% cacao. And if you go, you don't like chocolate. You like milk chocolate, and you need to specify that. Because a chocolate lover very seldom eats milk chocolate. They only eat dark chocolate, which is the real, which is healthy. It gives ladies all the warm cuddlies.
It's warm cuddlies.
Yeah. Well, I forget the name of the chemical that it's in it, but it triggers the same kind of emotional
endorphins
response. Yeah. That falling in love does.
Yeah.
Oddly enough, it's that same chemical that makes it toxic to dogs.
Yeah,
the one that makes women happy makes dogs die. Which, that's kind of sad. I'd like to keep a dog.
Yeah.
And keep a happy lady. That would be a good combination there.
Well.
But yes, so.
If she can make a good pound cake,
If you only eat milk chocolate, then you need to say, I'm a milk chocolate lover. Because if you say, I love chocolate, I'm a chocolate lover, and I get you 72%, which is probably the perfect chocolate bar. That's that Ghirardelli's with the chocolate nibs in it.
Oh, yeah.
Is a 72%. That's probably the best candy bar I've ever had.
Well, chocolate bar. To me, darker the better.
After 72%, you have so little milk so much of the butter in it, so little of the butter that it doesn't melt.
Yeah.
And I want a little melting on my tongue.
Well, my wine can melt it.
You boiling your wine?
Go, folks, get out there and go to Nappy and vote for us, best DJ team.
And all of FM Talk.
Yeah. Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah.
Please pray for Scott Gonzalez.
Okay.
At Three Gorges.
And stay on drugs and say no to milk.
Happy anniversary and provolone.
Provolone. Make me feel fine.